Get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Friday, the 13th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Joining us on the line right now is Rick Randall. He is an author, good friend, and chiropractor for me in Torch Lake, Michigan. He's written a couple of books, but most importantly, he started a campaign many, many years ago called Pass the Positive. Good morning, Rick.
Oh, no, Randy.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, gotcha. Randy. How are you today?
I'm good, buddy. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, good. I can hear you fine, yes.
Okay, very good.
I was afraid. I didn't hear nothing for a second. I thought...
That's okay. Yes, that's okay. One of the things, Rick, that I wanted to talk to you about today is the movement that you started. We talked about it previously, of course, but new listeners listening into the show every single day, every single Friday... one of the things that I think is missing in this very chaotic world is some positive thinking, some positive thoughts. We've got rallies up here this weekend in Michigan. 50 cities are going to be part of this No King protest rally. I'm not really sure who's behind this thing, who's organizing it. But, you know, just being negative and hateful and protesting our president, protesting what's happening in our world. And, you know, you just once in a while, you have to take a second and you just have to think positive things. You have to go to a place and escape all this negativity and all this chaos that's going on. And I absolutely believe in this. I've been doing this for years. You've been doing this for years. But for those that have never heard you before, give us just a short synopsis, a very brief introduction about Rick Randall and your thinking positive and where it all started and why did you basically come up with your slogan, your effort called Pass the Positive?
So it started back in, well, early on in my life. I mentioned last week I read the book See You at the Top by Zig Ziglar, and I just kind of bought into that thought process. And then, as you said, brief and short, and I'm not good at that, but we, in 2009, it was economics were tough, and I was into real estate stuff as well as chiropractic, but... just the atmosphere in the neighborhood was just kind of a down tone. It was economically troubled times, and so I thought we have to think more positive about this, and that's how we're going to come out of this. And so then I came up with the slogan, Pass the Positive. But I'm laughing because last week you called it a movement, and I got a kick out of that because the Beatles called it a revolution. So I was thinking, Pass the Positive Revolution. So, you know, one of my favorite songs back when I was, you know, 15 years of age. But sure. So it's this Pass the Positive Revolution, and that's essentially what it kind of is. We get exposed to all kinds of different things, and unfortunately, a good bit of it is not on the positive side of life and love and living. And you have to go out and look for it. You have to find it. You have to decide that that's where you want to be. That's where you want to spend your life or spend your time. And that with that energy, it's just an energy. And right now, there's so many crazy things going on in the world, and talk about needing a revolution. We definitely need to pass the positive revolution. That was the reason behind a lot of it was the book Road Trip that I wrote. Was it's all full of just good words, positive words, empowering words, encouraging words, inspirational words, motivational words, and it's just you. If you don't put that into your, I talked about the prefrontal cortex, the important part of your brain that makes decisions for you and affects how you behave and your will to live and your executive center, and if you don't have if you don't have that kind of foundation, or if you don't have that belief system, if you don't have the good words bag, as your bag of words that you live from, then man, you're kind of doomed to just the other side of the world kind of thinking it. Where did love go? What happened, you know, to people in their thinking? I can't believe, you know, the riots in L.A. and things that are going on there. And you think, why would this be a behavior that would be chosen, or some of the other things? Again, if you expose yourself to the Internet or to Facebook, or you unfortunately, or different reels that are out there, you watch a lot of what I call ugly human behavior, and you just can't swim in that all the time.
Sure, sure. Well, one of the things though, and you bring up a good point, is people's perspective in life. You know, many of us, especially this radio family, we were very excited, happy about the outcome of the presidential election, November 5th, 2024. President Trump, yes, his cabinet, his agenda, his policies, you know, all the things that he's wanting to do in his last term as president to fix the country, to get us going in the right direction, to be respected again around the world. But yet, so many others on the other side, you know, calling this guy a king, a dictator, a Nazi, you know, organized protests. I'm going to send you the meme just so you're aware what's happening in Michigan this weekend, Saturday, June 14th, tomorrow. And it's like, what news, what influences, what perspective on life do these people have? I personally believe, Rick, it's somewhat of a negative approach, where we're positive, we're optimistic, always have been, just the way we operate, the way we've been thinking the majority of our adult lives. How is it that these people are so diabolically, absolutely 180 degrees opposite of us?
I'm not a political activist. I'm a positive activist. I strongly believe if you're not part of the solution, you are part of the problem. I don't see that this is going to be productive in terms of it just creates more animosity. It creates more anger. It creates more hate. And then it creates two different sides. We can't survive. Lincoln said, "A house divided against itself will not stand." And you know, we have the greatest country in the world, and I strongly believe in what President Trump is doing. You know, and again, I try not to delve too deep into it, but you do pay attention to what's going on and what people are saying. And sure. I don't know why. I just don't understand why you would choose that opposite side, the fight side of it, the anger side of it. That's just not my nature, and that's not how I think. I think, okay, how do we work together? How do we fix it? Because there are some problems, without a doubt. And I just, again, that's not where my energy goes. But not sure where else I can go with that conversation.
Well, the point of the matter is, though, it's a choice.
Always.
I think, regardless of where you're at politically, and even some of the liberals that are listening right now, I'm getting some pretty nasty text messages. It's okay. Thanks for listening. Bless your little heart, like Grandma used to say, down south. But the point is this, Rick. It's a decision. You have to decide that this is going to be the way I choose to live my life. This is the way I choose to look at news. This is the way I look at my communities, the politicians, Washington, Lansing, whatever. This is an actual choice. This is the decision. And I guess the bottom line is, for people that want to be positive, they want to look at things from a more optimistic point of view, it's a decision. It's actually a choice you have to make. Would that be, in your opinion, an accurate statement?
I think totally what you think is what you get. You find what you look for. Again, the good words bag of words that we use on a daily basis is about 1,500 words. So you need to kind of assess what words you're using. And it's all about how do you maintain love, the love of life, just the love of life and living. You know, where do you find that? You know, what do you read that supports that belief system? When you become generally interested in life and love and living, your life gets so much brighter, so much better. When I see some of the behaviors that are going on, I think, don't these people have other better things to do? My goal right now for my life is to make other people's lives better. How do I do that? You know, how do you make someone else's life better? Well, sometimes it just takes a passive positive bracelet that I hand out. And you know, you just look and you just say, hey, we've got to come together. You know, God is loving and kind and forgiving and gracious and takes care of every needs. Everything that we need is available to us. You just have to look for it and find it. But where did love go? Here's another one I came up with is love God back. Try loving God back. What would that behavior look like? Anyways, that's
I was wanting you to go on more with that, but you know, I guess the bottom line, and I'm so frustrated right now because of all these attacks that the president is going through. You know, the Democrats in Washington automatically attacking him as over what Israel did last night in Iran, and I'm like, really? Donald Trump didn't have anything to do with this. You know, Israeli leadership, Bibi Netanyahu, the military, this was all on them. Yeah, but yet they're blaming Trump. And then we've got these rallies in Michigan. And I'm going, you know, just people, I guess the bottom line, we need to be reinforced with them, positive reinforcement. You've written this book, Road Trip. We're going to talk about it a little bit here, about how people can get the book. But most importantly, final thought real quick before we go to the break. What can we do as individuals as far as getting this message out, getting the information out, trying to persuade people to change their thinking? What do you think the best way to do that is?
Love one another. It's pretty simple. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. You know, there's simple rules that are suggestions, if you will. You know, the Ten Commandments are a pretty good start. You know, how do you make someone else's life better? How do you look out for people around you? You know, when's the last time you checked in on a neighbor? You know, just made a phone call and said hello. It's I mean, again, the definition of love, how good can we get at it? I think life is a game that you play, right? And it's a fun game. It's a great game. It's supposed to be an enjoyable experience, and it's supposed to be that way for everybody. And again, I'm not a political activist, so to get
right.
consumed by it, I try to avoid it. I mean, I don't ignore it completely. You pay attention, but after a while, you think, I got to go back to my book.
Yes, got to go get the good book by Road Trip. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Rick, we're up against a hard break. Can you stay through the break with us?
I sure can. I'd love to.
Okay.
Thank you.
Final segment of today's show, Rick Randall, author of the book Road Trip. You can find it everywhere. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Antrim County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
That own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of this week. Staying on through the break is author Rick Randall. I want to talk to you, Rick, about the book Road Trip. You wrote this. It is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. People can go into the local bookstores and ask for it. Olympus House, I believe, is the publishing company that they can tell the library about. One thing in reading the book and going through it, positive words, definitions, you've taken the time to give some personal insight into those definitions, as well as writing a poem for each word in the book. And this is just a book that now we need more than ever, especially like I talked about in the first segment with you, all the chaos going on in the world, everything that's happening. People just need, in my opinion, two books that you need to spend time with every day, the Bible and Road Trip. I think it would be a good way to live your life right now.
Well, I sure appreciate that. The Bible is the Bible, but Road Trip is certainly the book that I wrote. So it goes like this, is that you have a choice to add light or take it away by your thinking. By being more positive and thinking positive, you create more light in your life and the lives of others. More positive, more light, easier to see. And it doesn't necessarily mean that nothing's wrong. It just adds light to the situation at hand. It's just a better dimension of thinking. And so I'll share this with you. I was in a meeting and we're talking about a successful bridge drop in Charlevoix, and so I was very optimistic, excited about what are we going to do next year, and it was just kind of a wrap-up meeting, and so that's the story I was telling about. One of the people that was talking said, I appreciate your positive energy, but I think you're living in a space suit. And I said, huh. So I started thinking. I said, I love simple. I call it the battery theory. So there's only two poles in a battery. There's positive or there's negative. The light on or light off. There's up or there's down. There's partly sunny or there's partly cloudy. Half full or half empty. Law of attraction, no clue. Yes, no. Possible, don't think so. Probable, doubt it. Optimist, pessimist. Realist, real positive. Realist, real negative. Enthusiasm, why? Excited, not so much. I said, aside from that, I'm really not sure how to explain it other than it feels much better living in my spacesuit. And I think, you know, it's I was at the hospital, and I walked into the hospital, and the lady that was there to greet you and find out where you wanted to go and who you're going to see, she was incredible. This energy was just fired up, you know, and she was just the nicest person. So I said, thank you very much. And she made sure when I turned the corner out loud, she says, can you see the elevators? And I'm, wow, this lady is just pretty cool. She made my life better. And then I left and I said, you know, I just got to say thank you. I said that just meeting you in the beginning and your energy was wonderful. And I handed her my Pass the Positive bracelet, Believe. And she said, oh, no, I can't take this. I appreciate the gift, but I can't take this. She says, this doesn't allow you to think about things, realistic things that are happening that aren't so positive. And I said, well, no, it's not really trying to change the situation with, you know, what's at hand. You have to deal with death and dying and sickness and disease and accidents and traumas. But it's our responsible to find where's the benefit? Where's the blessing? How do we make the most of what's going on? What do we learn from this? How do we, again, make other people's lives better? Just begin with what we think. And so I write this, it's just adds light to the situation at hand. It's a better dimension of thinking, like a song with the band. I'll forever just say it. Think positively. The light is much better, much easier to see. And again, it's just a choice. It's just a belief system. And, you know, I learned about the positivity police. I have never heard such a thing. And I wrote something on Facebook or I posted something and I got some feedback about, well, you just can't think like that. And I thought, well, it's worked for a long time, you know, and,
sure.
and so, you know, I that's just kind of the way I go. You're either a bright light or you're not. And I think to the degree that which we try to aspire to just adding light to other people's lives, you know, if pleasure shared is pleasure doubled. Light on is one mind awake awakens another, you know, a second mind up awakens a brother, a third mind awake awakens each other. And pretty soon there, you know, the whole town is awake and alive and bubbling. How do we make our planet the best, the most positive place to be? How do we make this experience right now the best that there is? And it's just a matter of that being a goal.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Rick, I understand totally many of the stuff that you just said came right out of the book Road Trip. And yes. Folks, I greatly appreciate it if you go to Amazon and buy the book, read the book, write a review on it. Greatly appreciate it. And Rick, I'm going to end it real quick here. I got to get a couple comments in before I ask you to leave the meeting. But bottom line is, buy the book, be positive, share the information with others. Final thoughts, I'll give you about 20 seconds. You need to wrap this up.
20 seconds to wrap it up. So here, I just wanted to go with confidence. So confidence is a wonderful feeling. It comes from deep inside. When you believe in you and you are confident, the road trip is a better ride. It is that talk that you have in the morning, a board meeting with you and you. You are confident that you can do whatever you want to do. Build your success with confidence and you will surely succeed. Confidence leads to can. Your success is guaranteed. And love one another. Try love one another and love God back. I'll let you go with that.
Amen. All right, brother. You have a great weekend. Have a safe trip back. All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much, Randy.
Final segment of today. Greatly appreciate Rick joining us. One of the things I want to mention, again, text me golf or text me fest. We're going to get tickets sold here for next week's event. God bless you guys. Appreciate you listening. Now back to 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo.